A new investigation into the State Department of Education. The city of Edmond is putting a massive bond package up for a vote. And a new hospital is coming to a Southwest community. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, August 16th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Oklahoma City Police Department has a new leader. Deputy Chief Ron Basie was named OKC Police Chief this morning. Basie succeeds outgoing Chief Wade Gourley, who announced his retirement earlier this year. Basie has served on the Oklahoma City Police Force since 1992. Republican leadership in the House launched an investigation into the State Department of Education's spending habits. As State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, it is the latest development in a growing backlash against State Superintendent Ryan Walters and the way he runs his agency.
Representative Kevin Wallace announced the Legislative Office of Fiscal Transparency, or LOFT, has launched an investigation into spending concerns at the Department of Education. Wallace chairs the House Appropriations and Budget Committee and co-chairs LOFT. He says the investigation is not about Walters, but addressing real concerns raised by, quote, legislators and private citizens regarding how OSDE spends appropriated tax dollars. Still, the investigation appears to be the culmination of a recent outburst of dissent against the state superintendent. More than 24 Republican lawmakers signed onto a letter calling for an investigation. That's after House Democrats called for Walters' impeachment for the fifth time, following his agency keeping money meant for school security investments. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
It's not just about money. The state attorney general has publicly complained about the education department's lack of transparency and record request fulfillment. For more, visit KGOU.org. Edmond voters will soon decide on a $231 million bond package. The city says the funding is set for nearly 24 projects. The majority of the money will go toward improving streets and bridges across the city. If approved, the bond will result in a property tax increase for the next decade. The Edmond City Council has approved a special election later this year to put the measure on the ballot. 5 Oklahoma counties lack general medical and surgical hospitals. This has left their residents with limited access to care, but one of those counties in southwest Oklahoma is a step closer to bringing back the hospital it lost in 2016. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports.
Tillman County is bringing a critical access hospital to the town of Frederick, where residents drive around 40 miles to get hospital-level care. Lawton Republican Representative Trey Caldwell was one of the lawmakers who worked to bring it back. He collaborated with state and federal lawmakers to help the hospital find funding and support from a larger hospital. Comanche County Memorial Hospital in Lawton will operate as Frederick's sister facility, meaning it will own some of the hospital's assets and help fill in if it has a shortage of physicians.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a game changer. I think it's the shot in the arm that the community of Frederick and Tillman County need.
The new hospital will have a groundbreaking ceremony on August 26th. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, KGOU.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.